Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The library in Liverpool is close to reopening, but a few things have to be ironed out first. Ashley Nunn-Smith is CEO and Chief Librarian of South Shore Public Libraries.
Construction work itself is finished. Books are on the shelves. We are waiting on a few very key things, namely the internet connection and the fire inspection occupancy permit. So both two things that you definitely need to operate a library safely. So once those are resolved, any day now I hope to be able to open. We do have people working on both of those issues.
The Thomas H. Rattle branch has been closed since December 15th when staff packed up the library's collection to prepare for the move from downtown Liverpool to a building about 1.5 kilometers away. The lease at the former location was due to expire at the end of December, so the Region of Queens decided to put the library on an interim basis in the municipally owned Liverpool Business Development Center off White Point Road. The region budgeted up to $1.26 million for renovations to the space. Many residents were concerned, however, that it's not easy to walk to with no sidewalks and limited lighting. Queens County Transit and the South Shore Public Libraries have teamed up to offer free transportation from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Thursday from downtown Liverpool to the new location.
If it's really successful, I'm sure we can talk about expanding it.
Nunn-Smith says she empathizes with library patrons who can't wait for the branch to reopen.
I know everyone's really excited to get inside and to have a library in their own community again. We had hoped to be open by now. Again, with these projects, there's sometimes things out of your control that don't go as planned. And we're really excited to welcome the patrons back in, too.
Nunn-Smith said the new location will also retain the Thomas H. Rattle name. After Rattle's family were assured that Regional Council is committed to finding a more central permanent location. Despite the delays, Nunn-Smith said she believes patrons will enjoy the new space. It's bigger and brighter with a large expandable program room as well as a community kitchen. It's also fully accessible. And it will feature raised garden beds outside thanks to funding from the Nova Scotia government.
I love the inside of the space. It's wonderful. And even the green space directly outside of the library is going to be great too. And the programming spaces are outstanding. I would love to have such programming spaces in our other location. We have the two program rooms that divide into one, which is going to be a wonderful space, and the kitchen. It's going to be our first branch with a community kitchen, so we can run cooking programs and other type of cooking, baking demonstrations. Just going to be wonderful.
Nunn-Smith said she hopes the Thomas H. Rattle Library is back in business in a few days, but regardless, a grand reopening is planned for Saturday, April 5th.
So that everyone who hasn't checked it out yet by then can come and celebrate the new space with us.
That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.